Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you are listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today we're going to talk about useful terms for e-learners, and this is part one of two parts. And I thought it would be useful because even if you've been taking online courses for quite some time, you may find that some of the terms and the concepts are pretty confusing. So when you try to look them up on Wikipedia or in an online glossary, what you get may be a lot of technical jargon, and which may or may not relate to e-learning. So I've assembled two brief lists of terms, and I've created an informal definition for each one, for each term, which should help you see how they apply to e-learning. Understanding these terms should help you get more out of your experience. So here we go. Let's talk about Acrobat Reader or Adobe Acrobat Reader. So if you're taking an online course where you are downloading forms or library documents, journal articles, catalogs, online catalogs, college catalogs, handbooks, graduate student handbooks, chances are they're in a format that's called PDF, which preserves the original formatting and layout. Now, these are very useful documents. They tend to be kind of large. They're also in a file format that you won't be able to open unless you download a special reader provided at no charge by Adobe, called the Adobe Acrobat Reader or simply the Adobe Reader. This program is very useful because it allows individuals to view a document without the knowledge that everybody who is viewing it is seeing. Well, you can download it and know that everybody who sees it is seeing the same thing, so the format's been preserved. So that's good, because what it gets around is the problem of trying to do something with a word processing format that changes all the time or is incompatible. The next term is applet. Now that's a tiny program embedded in a web page built in HTML, which launches when the web page is loaded. Applets are written in Java and are frequently used in playing videos, in starting animated images, audio, other features that enhance a person's experience in the page. Unfortunately, applets are often written in ways that require individuals to download programs such as the latest version of Java, which may or may not be allowed on their computer. Thus, web browsing experiences that rely on applets can be frustrating for individuals who may need to use computers that have firewall and security or may not have the latest versions of Java. Application. An application is a software package that allows a certain function to be performed. Several applications can link together and share data via integrated databases. Applications can be added and subtracted from large, complex software packages, such as learning management systems, which makes it possible to have many functions under a single roof. Applications make it possible to have online universities. They make it possible to access learning packages and to accommodate multiple users who are collaborating in many ways. Discussion boards, file sharing, chat. Application server software manages one or more server. The application server also optimizes the functions and increases efficiency. Atom. This is a word you'll see if you decide to subscribe to automatic updates for text or audio files. Atom is a protocol often used when users want other users to be able to download content in the form of an automatic feed, and they want to be able to include features such as digital signatures, licensing information, and more. Atom is replacing RSS, which is an earlier protocol. Both use XML language for the code or scripts. Bandwidth refers to the capacity of a connection to transport digital content. It usually is measured in transfer speed. Generally speaking, text transfers more quickly and requires less bandwidth than audio or video. Very effective compression can change that somewhat. Blog. Short for weblog, a blog is an updatable website that is chronologically arranged and updated at the user's discretion. What makes a blog different than a regular website is the fact that it can be syndicated so that others can subscribe and have the content delivered to a certain place automatically. Weblogs started out as journals and chronologically arranged websites. However, it is common now for blogs to include audio, video, graphics, and text. It is common for blogs to be available as RSS or Atom feeds. Broadband. As opposed to the connection speeds and capacity that one can obtain over a phone line with a modem, a broadband connection can accommodate the rapid transfer of large amounts or packets of information. Generally, internet connections provided by cable or DSL are broadband. Cookies, or web cookies. These are not programs, even though many people think that they have viruses or spyware in them. Instead, cookies consist of information that is sent by the browser to a web server and back. They are very useful. Cookies are very useful because they store information about the website one has visited, and they make it easier and faster to load the website the next time one visits. Some learning management systems require cookies to be enabled in order for the user to log in and to have access to certain sites. Other applications, such as shopping carts used in e-commerce, also use cookies. Cookies are used to track web browsing patterns and behaviors. They are also used to monitor a person's activities. For that reason, cookies have been held out as an example of how one's privacy can be violated in the internet. Let's talk about HTML and DHTML. HTML is hypertext markup language. It's the language used to create websites. And it's static. It's nice, simple, straightforward. DHTML is a dynamic code, creates dynamic websites. So these are created in a combination of languages that add interactivity. They allow users to enter data, send it to the server, and move items. So dynamic web pages often establish two-way communication and allow for customized portal pages for where the user behavior is recorded and, quote, remembered to give the user a customized experience. So dynamic just means that information is being sent back and forth. Static means it's just sent to you, the user, but you're not sending any information back automatically to the server. Java. Java is a programming language used to create software with graphical user interfaces such as editors, audio players, web browsers, etc. Programmers and web developers can incorporate small Java programs called applets, so that their web pages can include functions such as glossaries, animations, calculators, other self-contained programs that are often interactive. Java was developed by Sun Microsystems. So we've finished the first list. It's a skimpy list, this is true, but it's a good one, and I hope it's useful to you. So stay tuned for the next list of glossary terms.